Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's up?
What's going on? What up, big brother?
What up, everybody?
Brother B.
Talk Radio Land. It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu.
Good
everybody. Let's start off by saying, listen, all the barbecues and sales on home goods or apparel is nice, but let us not forget. Let's forget about commercialism. Let us not forget about the true spirit of what Memorial Day is about. It is about men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice for freedom.
Absolutely.
To protect us. And thank you to all those that made that sacrifice. Thank you to all those that are continuing and currently making sacrifices. You know, for, I mean, I hate to say it, but wars that shouldn't even happen, things that shouldn't even happen, but thank you. And,
absolutely.
Know, Menu, Big Red, Brother B, your efforts and sacrifices are not going nowhere as far as. Thank you. So, what up, Red? What's going on?
What's up? What's going on? Nothing. Listen, same stuff, trying to survive in this crazy world that we live in, trying to deal with these people that, you know, have smartphones and it's not making them any smarter.
Yeah, the humans. The humans, man.
The humans.
Can you hear me?
You hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you much better now. I don't know what was going on through this.
Well, can you hear me now?
Yeah. I said I can hear you much better.
Can you hear me better now?
Mm-hmm. Definitely can.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we had the eye doctor.
Well, you know what? No, because listen, I'm pissed off. Now, I had a pair of headphones, Bluetooth headphones, that my daughter bought me for my birthday, like a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I really started using them. See, they're good for listening to music, but they're not good for talking.
Oh, okay.
Into them. So I was just listening, I was getting that nice, crisp sound, bass. So, like, I was using headphones on a regular. And then, of course, as usual with headphones, one ear messes up. Because I snagged the cord a couple of times. So, with that being said, I was asked out and I had to use these other headphones that are really just pissing me off. But anyway, I just found a great pair of headphones looking at my laptop back. A great pair of headphones. Only one issue.
What's the issue?
They're pink. They're pink. I mean, yo, I was jamming before, you know, like I called in, I was getting so caught up because the sound was so good, but they're pink.
Yeah, I don't think you want to walk around with those.
Listen, I don't care. These joints sound good. This not good. Just, I can tune everybody out with these things.
I tune everybody out.
You want to? We don't want too much out.
Listen, I don't care. I'm secure. I know who I am. I know who I am is.
But I'm just saying, like, if you walking out in the street, you got to be careful because, you know.
Oh, no.
With all this craziness going on around here, people driving up on streets and all kinds of stuff, like, no.
Listen, the music is my fantasy.
Listen, you know I get that.
I can't listen, like, in one ear. I can't, like, put it in one ear and just listen. Like, I need both. Like, I need to feel like I'm at the club or in the studio or something. Like, that's...
Right,
that's
yeah. I definitely get that because I have to do that on a daily basis because I just can't. That's the only thing that keeps me motivated to even, you know, go to work or, you know, do certain things or whatever. So that's my motivation. Music is my motivation right there.
And besides, it's the soundtrack to the movie that I'm making in my head. So I got to listen to the music a certain way. Like, yo, listen. So everybody needs to stop fronting. Because I've listened, Brother B said, I be making movies and TVs and stuff in my head.
I've been doing that since I was a teenager, making videos for songs that I like that I know they didn't make a video for, or if they made it a certain way, I remixed it in my head the way I thought they should make it.
See, we admit it.
Yeah,
like,
I do it.
I be making movies. I make all types of stuff. No, I'm not always the hero, okay? I've died a million times in my head. I've missed all types of, crazy. Car crashes, people falling off buildings, it's crazy. I'll be making a movie, though. And I need my music because it's the soundtrack. You know, every song, you know, got a scene. So, you know, you just can't. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, when you got to play Method Man, Bring the Pain, you know, that's like, you know, a fight scene or something like that. You know, I got, you know, with Michael Jackson Thriller, you know, that's like some club stuff. Something's going on. Pop off in the club. You know,
that's my zombie apocalypse video.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Man. Some people get it, some people don't, but that's all right.
Listen, all right, they ain't got to get it. I know I get it.
Yeah,
I know I get it.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with no
all that
mad. None of my movies. It's straight to video. Straight to video.
You stupid.
Straight to video. So, man.
Exactly.
I'm tired. It's been a lengthy day. I need to take a nap, but I ain't gonna get one. So, tonight's topic, once again, everybody, Big Red, Brother B, rocking with the menu. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And tonight's topic, rich versus wealth. The differences and why some take it more serious than others.
Okay. Now,
I remember 50 Cent made an album called Get Rich or Die Trying.
Right.
And a lot of people think chasing money and being rich is what it's all about. Listen, I remember years ago, I think this was probably Vin Diesel's first movie appearance. I think it was a movie called Boiler Room.
Whose first movie appearance?
Vin Diesel.
Okay.
And it was a movie called Boiler Room. It was like some guys in the stock market and they were shaming people and stuff like that. But anyway, there was a scene in the movie where two guys were talking and one of the guys was like, he wanted to go out and buy a fancy car and all this and that and blah, blah, blah. Now, I want people to listen to me very carefully. So
in that scene, when he was talking about, he talked to the other guy about buying a car, and then the other guy told him, listen, you don't need all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you don't need to walk around with nigga money. No,
right.
The key word he said nigga money.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you don't need to have a fancy car and have $5 in your pocket. He said, that's nigga money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I first heard that, was I offended? Yeah, because, I mean, in my opinion, I don't care what color you are, you a nigga too. Because it just means ignorance. But, of course, they want to associate it, they want to associate the N-word with, you know, color. So, of course, you know, the way it was said.
Was the guy white when he said, the guy that was white
said
it?
Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Of course. And my thing is, I got offended, but at the same time, I really had to sit back and look at it, and it's kind of true. We chase limited money. We chase money that somebody has to give to us. Like, everybody, like, a lot of people, like, Rick Ross, and I'm not going to go to the rappers, Rick Ross, J.D., everybody want to talk about their boss. But who do you think is making money off of you? You ain't a real boss, because somebody's
mm-hmm.
making money off of you.
Yep, exactly.
If you're making $7 million, Leo Cohen is making $10 million off of you.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't even in the studio. He ain't even going on tour. He just puts around some papers, make some phone calls, take some phone calls, and go in some board meetings.
Absolutely.
So, who's the real boss?
Yeah. And that's how I feel about the music industry. And, you know, not just the music industry. It's not just the music industry. It's even with the, you know, like the movie industry. It's a lot. You see that a lot where this is why you notice that certain actors and singers and, you know, even the R&B artists, the rappers, they blackball those people. You know why? Because when they start getting hit to what, when they start getting hit to the background or the back, you know, the back of it and what's really going on and seeing that, listen, yeah, I'm out here singing or I'm out here dancing or I'm out here, you know, I'm making this amount of money off of this movie. You can hear me real good?
Yeah.
Okay. You're making this amount of money, you know, I'm making this amount of money and that amount of money off of this movie and that movie, but guess what? They start thinking, like, who is really getting paid here? Because they're like, okay, it's somebody else that's getting paid off of what I'm doing.
Exactly.
And sometimes, you know, it's like they take advantage of certain people. They take advantage of people. And you know what? Back in the days, if you notice, a lot of our old school people, you know, from the actors, singers, even, you know, sports people and stuff like that, they fought for that stuff.
Yeah.
They fought for it because they know that they were getting, a lot of them were getting gypped out of their money. A lot of them were seeing their money not going in the right place. A lot of times they wanted to take their money and put it back into their communities, and the higher ups was like, oh, no, well, you can't do that. What do you mean I can't do that? This is the way I came from.
Exactly.
Like, what's his name? I'm just going to give one example. Like, I'm going to say Master P. He definitely did his own thing.
He was like the original. Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
He was like the originator. Like, he made people hip to, like, yo, distribution. That's where it's at.
Exactly.
He was like one of the originals. At least it was put out there in, like, on magazines and the media and stuff, you know, that he was the one that started with the selling it out of the trunk.
Exactly.
And he was controlling
absolutely
his own situation.
Exactly. And on I was listening to, like, what's her name? Beyonce's sister, Solange. She has her own album, but she has, like, interludes of him saying certain, you know, saying certain things. I have little snippets of him saying, and that's exactly what he was saying. He was like, this, you know, he said this white man wants to give me this amount of money, but he's like, you know, I'm not going to have this white man thinking that's all I'm worth. He said he was fighting his own brother because his brother was like, oh, you need to take the money. He's like, no, I'm not doing that because why should I take this money from this man and he's going to probably get a half of that or I can make more money than what he's giving me. And
which
then he was
true.
Saying exactly that he said he seen the Avon lady making money. He said, so why, I could do the same thing. I could sell my CDs out my trunk and make the same amount of money or do the same thing she's doing.
Yep.
You understand?
No limit.
Right. And,
no
exactly.
Limit.
And that's what the thing, and that's why I kind of, you know, and as because, you know, I'm older now and see certain things, but I respect him even more now because, you know what, he made something for someone. Guess what? He's not out there. He's not really, you know, maybe when he was making his songs at that time, he was flashy because that was the thing to do. But he
did
it on his own. He did it with his money. He didn't take it from nobody else. And of course, you know, they didn't like that. But see, what you were saying was right. It's just like that's what it is. And that's what you see a lot going on now. It's like you got to be flashy in order to say he got money. It doesn't always have to be like that. If you look at Bill Gates and some of them other, you know, Bill Gates and what's that other man's name? What's that Michael? Is it Michael Moore or something like that? Michael Moore?
Oh,
I think
Bill
that's
Gates,
his name. Michael Moore what's that other guy's name? The one that the guy that's the paraplegic and he got the mechanical wheelchair.
Oh, that's a physicist. Stephen, I think it's Stephen.
Stephen Hawkins, yeah.
Yeah, Stephen Hawkins.
Some people got, yeah.
They're wealthy.
Do you see them dressed up? They ain't got bling in their mouth. He ain't got his whole wheelchair blinged out with all kinds of bull crap on it.
Oh, my gosh.
You but I'm just saying, but if that, you know, sadly, if it was us, that's what would have been happening, that spinners on the wheelchair and all that crap.
Well, now, I'm going to say this. First of all, to all our listeners out there, once again, what up, Rock with the Menu. We're not turning this into a black and white thing, but we are doing a comparison. And we're just doing a comparison from, you know, the angles and perspectives that we know it from. So you're absolutely right about that because, see, I hate to say it, but then again, I got to come down Front Street. White people choose to win first and look good later.
Right.
Our people, it's not just our people, because there's other people, there's other minorities, or there's other people,
right,
people of ethnicities, because it's in every group. I mean, even, but it's sometimes in the media or in print or whatever, they just show white people just like to win first, and they'll look good later, because they're going to look good regardless.
Right.
But we don't really see that much from everybody else. But on our end, we want to look good first and win later, or try and say that looking good is winning. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You looking flashy is not winning. You having a expensive car is not winning. Because you know what? When your joint gets towed or your joint gets repoed and this, when shit hits the fan, how long is it going to take you to get it back? With wealthy,
that's right,
people, see, that's rich. You're going to
ask MC Hammer.
Exactly. He wasn't, MC Hammer was rich, but he wasn't wealthy. Because if he was wealthy,
absolutely,
he wouldn't be in the situation he was now.
That's right. Absolutely. I bet you he know better now. And that's the thing. And then that's another reason. I mean, you're right. We don't want to turn this into, like, you know, a black or white thing or whatever. But unfortunately, it comes into that because, once again, look at that situation. He went and got all that money. I'm talking about MC Hammer. He went and got all that money. Went and brought people houses and brought up this and brought up that. And then guess what? Within maybe 2 or 3 years, he was broke. He had no money.
Exactly.
Buying all them Kirk Franklin suits and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And doing all of that. And hiring like 20 people, putting like 600 people on your stage, and you got to pay all these people.
But now, I remember I watched an interview with him some time ago, and I understood to a degree where he was coming from, when he was just trying to give people jobs.
Right.
But you have to look at the future and see one thing that I believe that people who are chasing money, they don't really look at the future.
No.
They may look at next week. They may look at next month. But they're not really looking at 5 to 10 years, 20 years down the road.
No.
Because
and sadly,
wealth is gonna ensure you that
in 20 years, your money is still gonna
be coming in.
Right.
In 20 years, you'll still be spending money from like 10 years ago.
But sadly, in this day and age that we have now, this is what our children are seeing. They think about right now. They don't think about when they're 40, 30, when they start getting over 30. They don't think about that. They think for right now. Because you know why? Because once again, they're seeing for right now. And they don't think about, you know what? Yeah, this person, that so-called person, yeah, they tall is hot right now and doing all of this, and they on TV and video and this, that, and other. But guess what? If they are not using that money, if they don't have the right people, my thing is this, if they don't have the right people in their corner.
Yep.
If they don't have the right, exactly, and if they don't put that, like, okay, you may have that problem, but you say to yourself, you know, listen, let me try to put something away, because you know what, I don't know how long this is going to last. But if they don't have the right people in their corner telling them that, when you look in about 2 to 3 years, you're going to be seeing them on the back of that. Remember back in the days, you used to see the people on the way, way in the back of the magazine?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
And then guess what? They just disappear.
No,
you don't hear from them no more.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. A lot of people, like, I was looking at an interview with Lil Yachty, okay?
I'm surprised your stomach didn't even watch that.
I had to because, all right, it's not like I really had respect for him before. I'm not going to knock him, but it's not like I really had any respect for him before. But when I heard what he was saying, and in the interview, he was talking about how, you know, he's making his mom's dreams come true. He bought his mama a house. He bought his mother a Birkin bag, a 30-something thousand Birkin bag or whatever. He bought his mother a car. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? Yeah. This is right here. Because you know what? First of all, I really don't know about how much those bags are, but if your mother's dream is to have a $30,000 purse,
exactly,
then that's sad.
Right. Exactly.
Because you can't live in that purse. Now, see, I can understand the house. But the thing is, you got to continue making money to pay for the house.
Exactly.
To pay for the
taxes.
And you may be nice. Mumble rap may be here today, but it could be gone tomorrow. Then what?
Exactly.
Because see, these labels, these corporations, these businesses, they run your life.
Exactly.
Especially with checks. People need to put themselves in a position. You got to cut the check yourself.
Yep. And that's why I said I respect him. It's somebody. It was somebody else I was thinking about that you know, basically. It was somebody. What's his name? Tyrese. Even with Tyrese, in terms of the R&B music, you know, that's why he kind of like steered himself off. Because he didn't want to deal with the labels, because he knew what was going on as well.
Of course. Listen, you sometimes you got to step in the shit to realize that it's shit. And they stepped in it. You know, some people try to play the game for a little while, get their feet in the door, and then they break off. But see, the thing is this. When you're under a contract, or even when you're in a certain position where you can't move left, I mean, you can't move right because you're caught up on the left.
Right.
A lot of people, us once again, are so busy chasing the dollar because a lot of them are living paycheck to paycheck or maybe a check ahead. So, you know what I'm saying? They're chasing the money. But what are you really doing for the money? Taking little vacations here, you're taking this, you're spending money on this, this, that, and the third. Like, you know what? We need to start thinking differently about money and how we spend it, how we use it. Because a lot of times we don't make it work for us. That's why we keep working for it.
Right. You're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing wrong with, you know, not to cut you off, there's nothing wrong if you want to do something for yourself. It's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, I notice now, and that's another big thing that I'm noticing with just people now because of, once again, here we go back again, because of social media, people want to front for social media, and every time you turn around, I'm seeing people. Oh, I'm on vacation. I'm in Cancun. I'm here. I'm there. I'm in Florida. I'm in Texas. I'm in this. When are you ever home? When do you go to work? Every week you're taking a vacation. When do you work to be taking all these vacations?
Well, sometimes people, you know, some people are good savers, but my thing is,
ain't that much saving in the world if you're going every week. To be going every week now.
True.
Every time you turn around, you're going on a cruise. Every month you're going on a cruise, or every other 3 or 4 months you're going on a cruise. What kind of saving are you doing if every 3 or 4 months you're going on a cruise?
This is true. This is true.
I'm serious.
Well, see, I can understand living your life. I don't have a problem with that. But, all right, quick story. And this is the second time that something like this has come across my plate, and it made me think. So, and I will say it as it is, because it was two old white men talking. But it made me realize something when I was listening to them talk. So I was walking towards the train station, me and a coworker, and I saw this, you know when you hear people talking in passing?
Right.
So I was walking to the train station, and I heard this, you know, one white guy greet another white guy. He said, hey, these are older fellas, probably in their, like, 60s. And one was like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? I haven't seen you in a while. And I was like, hey. Another one was like, hey, what's going on? And he said, could you believe it? Lehman Brothers, Lehman Brothers just laid me off, gave me a year's pay, and then that's that. So I was like, well, I don't know if it was Lehman Brothers. I don't know. It was somebody. But anyway, the name doesn't matter. Some big corporation laid them off and then told them, you know, like, hey, here's a little package. Peace out.
Right. Peace out. Now, I was going to say, peace out.
And he said, what the hell am I do with that? Yeah, they gave me a year's salary, but what am I going to do with that? And you know what? I'm looking at them, and the thing is, see, when people out here talking about color, it don't matter what color you are. They laying everybody off. Corporations don't see color. They don't matter if they do see color. They see green. That's all they want to see is green.
Yep, that's all they see is that green.
So anybody's expendable. But when I saw it, it just made me think, like, damn, this guy's, like, in his 60s. His money is limited now. He ain't working. And the sad part is there's age discrimination out there, whether people want to acknowledge it or not. But nobody's trying to hire old people like that.
No. Mm-mm.
People
old age
like that.
No, it's his age, even when you start hitting up in your 40s, people don't want to hire you that much.
Exactly. Certain jobs don't want to mess with you at all.
Yeah, they don't want to mess with you because they feel you're a liability, because guess what? when you get in your 40s, of course, we all know your body start breaking down. You can't work like you want to.
Exactly.
You know,
and they don't want
you have
that.
All
they
kinds
want
of ailments.
Somebody's going to work around the clock. Somebody's
yep.
going to work around the clock. Not going to say no to overtime. Not going to say no to this. And he's going to get up. He's not going to be sick all the time. That's why they want the youth. So they
yes,
can run
exactly.
them into the ground.
But the sad, exactly. But the sad thing about it, you know, this the youth are not equipped to even get these jobs. That's why you gotta have the older people. Listen, I see it all the time where some of these youth, yeah, you got youth on your side, but then you don't have the skills for the job, or you get on the job and you're controversial, or you're always getting into something. See, the older older person that may get on a certain particular job. They know that that person is, I'll say 9 times out of 10, is serious and they're going to do their job. They're not going to come in with a whole bunch of drama. A lot of these young ones, they come in with drama. Or they get on the
exactly.
job and they want to start trouble or they want to be trouble. And then, you know, they don't need that either.
True. But see, also, I look at it like this. They let the young ones come in. And they know all they're concerned about is money. They're
right.
loyal to the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really thinking about too much of a future or doing anything else. And that's one of the issues right there. Once again, you can't think along the lines of wealth and not think about the future, like 20 years from now. Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like, remember parents used to ask that question? Where do you see yourself 10, 20 years from now? I
right,
wonder,
yeah.
People still ask those questions.
They don't.
Exactly.
Not even in job interviews. They don't even ask that in job interviews anymore, really.
Exactly, because they really don't do interviews anymore. Like, everything is like you apply
nope.
online.
Right, you apply online. They may ask it like on the online, like on the application online, they depending on the job, they may ask it there. And then just like you said, they don't even do interviews. Because guess what? Either people are doing even over-the-phone interviews because, I've heard people say, oh, I had an interview over the phone. When does it over the phone? I thought
exactly.
people were going personal for an interview.
Exactly. Because you know what?
Or video
don't
or video interviews. Yeah,
people,
or people do they'll do their interviews from home.
And then some of these companies wonder why they get the employees that they get because they're not really interviewing them.
Nope.
They're not sitting down and taking the time to read them, to study them. They don't want to do that.
No. Because all they're looking at
is
they just need somebody there. That's what these jobs and corporate, that's what they look. Oh, I just need somebody there. Even if you think about it, look at the work from home type of situations where people, you know, like I said, they hire people to work from home. So now you don't have to come into no office or nothing. You just work from home and you're getting paid from working from home.
Exactly. But you're not going to be rich. Like, I'm like, listen. I know a lot of people out there, some people want to just be comfortable, you know, make enough money to cover the bills, that and third,
mm-hmm.
have a little money to play
right.
with. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But you got to think about the long haul. Unless you got job security like that, anything could happen.
That's right.
Anything
and I don't know anybody
happen.
That got job security like that. Data. You know anybody that got job security like that? Because I don't.
No. Nope. Because now it seems like nowadays they're just pushing people out the door. You start getting close to 60 or something, they're just ready to
yep.
push you out the door. And it's like, yo, listen, people are living longer.
Yep.
So it's like, yo, I mean, really?
But what about
you still
the people
gotta work
that...
after 60? You
yeah, wait a minute.
You got 65 years old working?
Wait, there's a man that's on my job now, and this man is way over retirement. And well, you know, I've seen that with these people that are way over retirement, and they still at jobs working.
Yeah, they stay because they have to. They have to.
Yeah.
And see, that's the whole thing. Listen, I remember years ago, it used to be a thing where you know, you retire and move to Florida. Now people
right.
can't really retire. They got to keep working.
And a lot of them don't want to move to Florida no more.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know what I'm saying? With the jobs, there's no jobs there like that, like there is in the major cities. You know, in some cities. But the thing is, that's so sad and sobering, is that they have to keep working.
Right.
Like, so that means you got to spend the late 50s, early 60s, and mid 60s. Some people even damn near 70.
70, yeah. I'm telling you, this man at my job, this man got to be at least, I'm telling you, he ain't 60. This man got to be almost 80 years old, and he is still working.
Now,
and I'm like, why is he here?
Now, some people do it because they just want to have something to do.
I get that.
Like,
be a Walmart greeter.
Stash.
Yeah, go to Walmart, be a Walmart greeter.
No, I'm just saying, some people just want to have something to do, and I get that. I respect that. But then you have people out there, the ones that we're talking about now, that have to do it because they have to pay rent, or they have to pay for this, or they have to pay for that, and it's sad. Because you being up there in age, I mean, it should be your time to just chill. Take vacations, relax, go see things that you never saw, but you still stuck on the hamster wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's bad.
Because they didn't save. That could have been it too, because a lot of them probably didn't save. And maybe, and you know, I see it, and I'll say, like, for women, I see a lot of women that are older as myself and are working, because maybe I think a lot of them, well, a little older than what I am, but I see a lot of women that are older that are working, and I think it's more because, you know, a lot of them are probably at stay-at-home moms, because, you know, a lot of women stay at home with their kids when, you know, and now that their kids are, like, in their, you know, late teens, or, you know, early young adults, 20-something years old. It's like, all right, now I can get back in the workforce now, because I don't have to worry about babysitting, because babysitting is not, you know, babysitter, finding daycare and baby, that ain't easy.
Sure ain't.
And that's a lot of money going on there. So rather than that, they'd rather say, well, I'll stay home, and then, you know, now I can work, and I don't have to worry about nobody watching my children.
This is true. But see, now, but once again, when are we going to start taking the initiative and put ourselves in positions? So, like, I'm not saying everybody is going to go out there and start a business, but once again, when are you going to take the initiative to make your money work for you, instead of you continuing to work for the money?
Work for your
because
money.
Once again, you're going to stay on the hamster wheel. Rich and wealth, two totally different things. Like, to all the listeners out there, like myself and yourself, Ray, we have a kid or kids. What are we leaving, you know what I'm saying, behind for them?
Right, absolutely.
Because God forbid something happens to us, they're stuck.
Right.
They're stuck. They don't have anything.
Because they're going to be on the hamster wheel also, because it's like if we don't have anything for them, then guess what? They got to be working until they in their, you know, certain ages or whatever.
Exactly. That's why somewhere along the line, somebody has to stop, get off the wheel, and say, I'm going to create some wealth. I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy.
Right.
And it's not an unhealthy way of thinking. It's not asking too much. Because the whole thing is this. You can be rich, you know, in spirit and all this and that, but sometimes that wealthy just carries you over a whole lot more. Some people can be rich for the day, but when you're mentally wealthy, when you're spiritually wealthy, like, that don't run out.
Right.
Wealth don't run out at all. It's funny how you got $5 in your pocket today, and you're like, damn, oh, gosh, I got to get through the week, and this, that, and third. I got to get MetroCard. I got to get this and that. But let you have $1,500 in the bank and about $300 sitting in your room and $100 in your purse.
Mm. You start going crazy.
You may not be wealthy, but you ain't stressed.
Right,
because you got a little cushion.
Right, but then when you have all of that, then you you think different. It's like, all right, I got money.
Exactly.
Then you start. That's when you start doing the stupid stuff and start spending money on things that you know.
Yeah, true. I mean, in some cases, yeah. In some cases,
yeah. You start
but,
spending the money on stupid things, and then when you look, you back to that $5 in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you back to that $5 in your pocket.
But sometimes you're spending that money to catch up.
Right.
And
yeah.
You know,
that's what I'm.
Is,
yeah.
When you're rich,
yeah.
You're still gonna be on that wheel trying to catch up. Because like I said,
right.
all that looks good. All that, what's that saying? All that glitters ain't gold.
Yeah.
Just because it glitters and looks nice and all this and that, it doesn't mean it's real. You got enough cats out here showing off this, saying they got this and got that, but yo, they stupid. Their money ain't long like that. They
nope,
ain't
sure ain't. Yep, and the proof will come, and the proof comes out sooner or later. Believe me. Sit at that table, and everybody pay. When you go out to a restaurant, and everybody start paying, and he start peeling out his little money. He'll be, oh, well, I only got this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I only got a credit card.
Exactly. Exactly. I've only bought plastic. I ain't got no cash on.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't got no cash on me. Can you spot me at 20?
Yeah, it's so. I mean, come on. But it goes back to what was being said in that movie. And it's like, you know what? How many people are thinking like that? Like I said, listen, I'll be out driving sometimes, and it seems like it'd be a Mercedes-Benz sale. Because every time I go by the hood or something like that, the guy's got Benzes. Cats got
Audis,
and you know what? Sadly, to me, it makes me not like those vehicles like that because it's like, yo, really? That's like hood stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But
are you
see,
how you gonna have a Benz
again,
living in the project? Are you gonna have an
well,
Audi
once again,
living in the project? Come on, man.
Well, once again, this is going back to what we have seen, or what you've seen. If you grew up in that type, this is what you've seen. You've seen Cat Daddy Williams with the big, you know, Cadillac, but you know that Cat Daddy Williams is also a numbers runner. And
but
he's living
you
in, you
live
know,
in
he's
hood.
Living in, well, guess what? Cat Daddy Williams do live in the hood. He's living in his mama's house.
Oh, well.
Or,
yeah,
or he's living with
scenario.
His... Or living with his...
Yeah, that's another scenario. That's another scenario. Instead
oh, God, but
instead
see,
of just going to buy a house.
Right, but see, that also goes with the same thing that we're talking about, because like I said, how you living in your mama's house or your auntie's house or somebody's house or grandma or something, but you drive, just like you said, you're driving around in the Benz, you're driving around, you know, you got all these hot clothes on, you got, you know, the change, you walk around, and you, oh, I'm making money, and you out there telling them dudes, you know, this, that, oh, yeah, I got this, that. But guess what, when you go lay your head down at night, you're going to sleep on a single bed, or even, it's not a single
bed.
Or fold-out couch, you're going to sleep on a fold-out couch at night.
Yep.
Okay. That's just like,
what
was that movie? Paid in Full. Now we're Paid in Full. You see how a dude, he was flossing around and all this other stuff. But guess what? When he was going home at night, where he going to a bedroom with his brother, his little brother or whoever. You know? He was at the club and he the man at the club. But then when you come home at night, you go in the bed on a single, you go in the bed in the bed, and you got to come in your mom, you know, your aunt's house or your mom's house or your granddaddy or whoever. It's like how, like, what kind of mentality is that?
I hate to say it. Nigga money.
Yeah.
Everybody
exactly.
Want to floss.
Right. And instead of you taking what you're buying, instead of taking that money, stashing it, and guess what? You could buy a little $20 pair of sneakers, you know, a little shirt, but nobody ain't got to know you got that money like that, and just hold on to that money. Pay down on a house, or pay down on, if you don't want a house, get an apartment in a better neighborhood. That's how you do it. And be like, yo, mom, grandma, you know what, listen, I'm moving out, or listen, you know, I'm you know, let's move up out of here. You know, there's so much going on or whatever. That's how you do that.
But see, now, once again, there's the mentality. You're busy chasing the money.
Mm-hmm.
But the once again, the money's limited. You know, once again, you're trying to, you ain't going to get rich off no 9-to-5 unless you live in rent-free and you ain't paying no food or nothing. You stacking every check you get.
And that's like another thing, yeah, but go ahead.
10 years. Like 10 years. But otherwise, still in all, once again, you still got to go to work. You still got to punch the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy people are just like, listen, my children don't have to punch clocks if they don't want to.
Nope.
And the thing is, how do you get there? There's a key to it. But the wealthy people ain't going to talk to us about it because they don't want us to get to that point.
No, of course not.
So when are we going to realize ourselves, like, yo, listen, trying to get rich ain't working. It's not working.
Nope.
Look at Jay-Z and Beyonce. They put their money together. They wealthy.
Yep, that's true. That's absolutely true.
They don't do that. They don't have that.
But just like you said, it's like, how do you get to that point of doing that, you know, without, I mean, it's, you know what it is, it's, you know what it is that you can, how you can do it? You have to sacrifice, and I think that's what people don't want to do. They don't want to sacrifice. Let me rephrase it a little bit. Not that they don't want to sacrifice. Sometimes they can't sacrifice because, once again, if you're living, just like you said, if you're living paycheck to paycheck or whatever, and like I said, you got to decide whether you're going to pay for medication or food, or if you're going to pay rent this week or buy, you know, essentials for your house. Like, that's how we're living now, where we have to decide. And it's sad that we have to live like that, but we have to decide, like I said, okay, do I buy food or do I pay for my medication that I need because I have an ailment or whatever? Do I pay for the medication, but guess what? I need money to get to work. I got to get to work because guess what? If I don't go to work, I can't get paid.
Exactly. See, that's the thing. We have to somewhere along the line really start getting our minds on wealth and not riches. We have to somewhere along the line try to step away from the paycheck to paycheck. Excuse me, and damn, we have to step away from that. I know it's hard.
Right.
You know what? Wealthy people, they did it. Somewhere along the line, the grandfather, great-great-grandfather, somebody built something to leave behind. Somebody made the sacrifice.
Right.
They
have help.
Leave behind.
But not only just leaving behind something, but they have help also because, once again, you know, just like you said, their parents thought to think about stuff like that, leaving them trust funds and money for this and money for that. Putting money together and leaving it for them. Putting it in something and putting it in a Swiss bank account overseas somewhere.
True. Come on.
Hello?
Before you're on the air with the news.
I need money.
I need some money. Lots of money. Give me money.
Give you money. You already spending your money.
Oh, no,
I'm coming with you to the store next time because I need some stuff too.
Oh my god!
I'm coming. We going to PetSmart because Meaty needs some food.
Oh, no problem. If I'm just bring my son, Daddy, I want this. Daddy, I want that. Daddy, buy me this. But Jesus Christ, that's what he said. You know.
That's their favorite word. I want. Mommy, I want. Daddy, I want.
And I'm like, I want peace and quiet. I don't get that.
I want peace and quiet. I ain't getting that, right?
No. I'll pay any money for that. Give me peace and quiet for one day.
Woo, I'm telling you.
That's one thing. That's one check the bank ain't cashing.
Yeah, it's no, your ain't this,
no,
man,
like,
please.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, but I was listening to Big Red, and I agree, but I think another problem that we have between wealth and rich and all that stuff is education. Nobody will teach us about money.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's true.
You know, in school, you know, like, okay, for my parents, you know, I'm from an old school mentality for my parents. You know, they want me to become a doctor and lawyer to stay in school to, you know, to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since I'm a rebellious drunk guy, I never cared to become a doctor or a lawyer. You know.
Yo,
it's true.
Yo, I can't with you.
No, back then, our parents all wanted to become doctors and lawyers, but they see that was the money was at.
Mm-hmm.
But, number one, I always hated school. And, number two, I don't want to become no doctor, no lawyer.
That's true. I mean, you know. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing with, you know, just like you said, parent, oh, doctor and lawyer, oh, you got to be a doctor, got to be a lawyer. That's the only thing they really pushed was a doctor or lawyer.
Yeah, I'm like, so I think because of them, I ran away and chose the field I'm in right now, but do I have my regrets? Yes, but you know what? It is what it is. And, you know, like Brother B said, you make the best of it. You make sacrifices week
right.
by week.
Yeah, but that, now, see, the thing is, once again, when do we try to get off the wheel? When do we step off the wheel? Like you said, and that was so correct, education. But see, schools are not trying to teach kids about money or teach kids about, you know, how to save or try to build wealth. They just teach you to be a drone.
Yeah,
right.
I got one better for you, Brother B. School teach you how to get to make money so you can pay the school back. How does that work?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
That's true.
You know, I'm in debt with student loans because, you know, I try to make ends meet.
Right,
so,
exactly.
So all they really do is teach you how to be in debt.
Basically.
Yeah. And it's just, you know, sad. It's just sad that they don't, you know, they don't teach these kids how to save money. But I think, you know what, tell you the truth, I mean, they can facilitate with that, but I think trying to learn how to save money, I think that comes from home trying to learn how to save that.
Oh, no, true. My mother will always
right,
tell
I think
me
the parent, right, I think parent or parents or parents should, you know, should be shown. But guess what? If we don't know how to do it ourselves, then how are we going to show our, you know, how are we going to show our kids? Like I said, if you got to choose between paying your rent and eating this week or paying your rent and getting to work or whatever, how are you going to show your kids how to, you know, how are you going to show them how to save?
As you guys know, as parents, your kids want to go out, they got to eat, right? Trust me, I got right today.
I cried today.
Brother B, I didn't eat today, okay? My kids ate, but not me. But
you know,
listen, for my kids.
Listen, I've been there myself when I didn't eat, my kids ate. As long as my kids ate, I was
those
good.
Those are the sacrifices that we made.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's sad that has to be a sacrifice where nobody, you know, you can't eat, but, you know, as long as your kids eat, you know, of course, you want to make sure your kids eat. But it's like, why should it be like that? Why the whole family can't eat? Why we all can't eat?
Even
the damn cat. We need everybody to eat. Cat need to eat too. But
the cat is being good, I bet. That damn cat.
Yeah, that cat, you watch me. Okay.
I know.
But Big Red, don't you find it funny that even though we have decent paying jobs, we're still struggling?
You know what? I swear, you think you got that, like me and you, you must be in my head right now, because I swear that was the next thing I was getting ready to say. It is so sad that you get a decent pay or somewhat decent paying job, and you still are struggling.
You know, because I have friends that make six figures, you know, work their ass off, and, you know, they try to make ends meet still because, once again, in debt or paying bills or the child support
right.
or whatever.
Man.
So,
it just
and
don't
it's
make
my
no
problem.
Sense.
Oh, yeah, Brother B,
just...
you sold me $20, okay?
You sold me $20.
Oh,
gosh.
No, and you know what? That's the thing. How do you make six figures and still try? Because you know what? Sometimes people are living beyond their means. Sometimes
oh,
people are
there. Right, yeah. Oh,
wealth.
Yeah.
They're trying to live wealthy, but that's not wealthy. You know what I'm saying? They're trying
budget.
To live rich. Yeah, they're not live rich. Like, you can't live beyond your means.
Right.
A lot of people do it.
And, yeah, right. people... It's not even the six-figure people that's doing it. It's these other people, these, you know, 30-something thousand dollars, maybe 20-something thousand dollars a year, and you trying to live beyond your means, and you can't do that.
Because some people don't want to look like they don't have it.
Well,
they don't want to look like they don't have it. That's the problem.
You know.
They don't want to look broke.
Well, like, they I'm about to go upstairs. Well, I'm going to tell a quick story, but I have to run upstairs. When people tell me I'm successful or I have it like that, people don't realize I'm broke, but I hustle. I try to find, you know, I try to beat the system. Like with my parties, people are like, oh, my God, Rodney sold the biggest party. No, I just find the best Chinese food for best price. I buy the Dollar Tree store item. You're making,
yo.
You go within your budget. You go
yeah,
your budget
that's true.
And make means, you know. I don't need anything fancy. I don't need to decorate the place, you know, make it all like that. But who I'm showing off
well,
to?
Well, see, that's the thing. People equate like expensive
with
fancy,
being rich,
with
right?
Expensive.
With fancy
like,
or expensive,
you
and
yeah.
you can fake it and make it. But a lot of people
mm-hmm.
can't do that.
Yeah, listen. A lot of
they want to win. They want to look good first and win second.
Yeah,
please. Along this food, there's alcohol. We're good. And there's music, we're good.
That's
all you
right.
really need.
Yeah,
but at the end of the night,
rich.
At the end of the night, people just want to eat and drink.
That's right, exactly. Goddamn right.
But some people, what they want, it's all about being rich, but they're not thinking
real,
about
it's all about that
it's
appearance.
Like, some people, mm-hmm. somebody told me something about one day, they said, oh, if you go on, when you go on vacation, come back broke. That means you enjoyed yourself. No, I don't want to come back broke.
Right?
Why would I yeah. want to come back broke? Because you know when you come back from vacation, there's still bills there.
Yeah, that's right.
All that stuff you tried to run away from for a week is still there. So why come back broke?
And that's right,
wealthy
too.
People,
yeah.
Wealthy people can go away whenever they want to and don't have to worry about coming back broke because they won't be broke.
But even wealthy people, they have their own problems, their own relax.
Of course.
For the most part.
Of course. Because they got to keep, listen, there's no guarantees on anything. But one thing is for certain, if you wealthy, you got to screw up a hell of a lot to mess that up. If we talk about generation past, regeneration, then look at Trump. He didn't make that. He may have done a couple of things, but that money was, he inherited that.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, he was born into that money.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's why I'm like, yo, this mentality that we have about chasing money, it even goes back to, like I said, we were saying earlier about, being rich in mind and wealthy in mind is for it's like one doesn't last as long as the other. But some people, once again, some people don't make the connection. Some people just don't get it.
Yeah.
One is more permanent. One is just kind of temporary. Because you can hustle all you want and be rich. But or you can try and get rich. But what happens when you get rich?
Right, what do you do then?
yeah, when you get rich and you're spending the money and you're doing all this and you're doing all that, I mean, how is the money coming back in? Like, what are you doing to ensure that the like you keep these numbers? Like, this, the money stays. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got 500 grand in the bank, what are you going to do to make sure you keep 500 grand? You don't go less. You don't
right.
go 499,999. You don't want to lose $1. What do you do?
Right.
See, that's the difference between somebody who's focused on being rich and somebody who's like, yo, I'm about wealth.
Yep, exactly.
When your name is credit, that's wealth. But a lot of people just don't think that way. In this generation,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
So oh, no, they definitely
paying $300 for sneakers. Paying
$300. Oh, yeah. And that's... But you even if you think about it, even with some of these, like even when you look at some of these wealthy people that have money, and I'm talking about like I said once again, entertainers and just anybody, sports figures or whatever, they're even getting to the point, and I'm talking about the white ones, they're getting to the point where they are trying to dress that part, like to say, okay. They're trying to dress that part also where they wear all those expensive things that they see us wear or they think that we wear, and they're trying to play that part. But the thing is, okay, you have the money to buy that, and at the end of the day, you're not looking
right.
like that every day.
Exactly. And see, not only that, what a lot of people don't know, I mean, sometimes some of these designers, some of these car companies, sometimes they will give away rent, stuff to you just so that, oh, well, this such and such was driving my car. You know what I'm saying? Just so they'll be seen.
Right.
And then all of a sudden everybody wants to go get it. It's just like
right,
rappers.
Right, exactly.
It's called product placement. These product placement. These rappers out here is talking about Benzes and certain classes of Mercedes and all this and that, and then turn around next you know regular people on the street like, well, he said in his rhyme, this, that, and third, so I got to go get that. I remember when Jay-Z and one of his albums was talking about the Range Rover. And he said something about it. He said it was a little skit. He said somebody pulled up on Solid. It was called, I think it was from the song Imaginary Player. And then he was like, oh, you know, dude pulled up on me in the 4.0 Range Rover, and I'm in the 5, and I'm in the 4.6. And dude asked me, oh, what's the between the 4.0 and the 5.6? And then Jay-Z said something about 30 to 40 G's, cocksucking, I get out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Somebody will go out and do whatever it takes to go get that 4.6.
Yep.
Set.
Because
and
exactly.
I'm like, wow. To go
exactly.
get a car. But you won't
yep.
buy a house.
No.
You won't make an investment. You won't build a business. You go out and get a 50, 30, whatever, you're going to go $50,000, $60,000, $80,000 vehicle. And what you got to show
right. for. And then look at this. Guess what? Now, Jay-Z, he ain't got to do any of that anymore, but you still got that Range Rover from what year was that song?
Exactly. That was
what
like
year
90.
That song came out? Like 90
exactly.
something?
Exactly.
Was it 90 something or 2000? No.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it was 90 something, right?
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
Oh, right, or maybe early 2000 and something. So you still riding around in that same Range Rover, but guess what? He's on a whole nother level now.
Exactly, because he knew how to make the money work for him.
Right. Exactly.
And he may be on his grind. But his grind is to make sure the money keeps coming in.
That's right.
Whether it's from endorsements, whether it's from
the Barclays
investments, exactly.
The Barclays,
exactly.
Because I know he's still listen. He making money off that as well.
Well, of course he's making money. Listen, they wouldn't let him do it on his own. Because the powers that be said, listen, well, you get a little bit too big for your britches. Just like they didn't want to let Puffy buy, I think it was the Nets or the Knicks years ago. I think Puffy wanted to buy the Knicks. And they were like, no. Because they don't want, and I have now, this is weird, this is the black and white thing so much, that they didn't want a black man face on it. They didn't want a black man running it. They didn't want a black man owning it.
Right,
with
exactly, but that's so, but ain't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. It's very disrespectful considering the fact how much culture we've given people to just go out and make money for themselves. We're making money off of us. But it's whatever. My thing is, it's stupid.
Right, and how, I mean, they didn't let Puffy, but then you let Jay-Z go ahead and take part with the Barclays. Like, how that happened?
Well, because once again, he had to get a white face. It wasn't going to happen.
Behind it, right.
Exactly,
right.
It wasn't going to happen. But he did what he had to do to continue. It's for the wealth. You know what I'm saying? He did what he had to do. He's not rich. He's wealthy.
Right. That's
because he got his hand. He got his hand in a few pots on the stove. So you know, which is a good thing. But it's just sad that there's always going to be someone that's going to try to stop you. When you get to a certain level, they're going to try and stop you. Listen. Don't go for it. Just create a way around it.
Right. I'm sure they tried to stop him too, Jay-Z. I'm sure they tried to stop him.
Of course.
I'm sure it was obstacles. I'm sure they did something.
Of course. Of course. They tried throwing his name a couple of times. Of course. Listen, with all the stuff that he was talking, the last thing anybody would want is the ex-drug dealer as looking like, listen, if I can do it, if I can get off the streets, you can do it too. Because then that's sending out a message to the cash that's in the street to get out of the street. And
right.
Mm-hmm. the people that don't want that.
Yeah, they don't want that because they want you living under their shoe, under the foot.
Exactly.
They want you still living under that foot.
Yeah. Precisely. He still wants you living
crazy.
Under that
foot. They want you living under that foot. Oh, he made it out the hood. Oh no, we don't need those Negroes making it out the hood. Let them stay right with it.
Well, look at like once again, look at former President Obama. He was in office for 8 years. At the end of his 8 years, you had too many black people talking about, oh, he ain't do nothing. He ain't do this, he ain't do that, guys, that, listen. See, that whole way of thinking right there is the reason why he couldn't do anything. Because you were too busy waiting for him to give you something. Instead of you going out there saying, Fred, how can we help you?
Right.
How can we help you shine? Because when you shine, I shine. So how can we help you out here?
And that's, you know what, and that... That also goes
pulling
with
their pants down. They're pulling their pants down. They're out here getting shot. You know, no one's saying anything. No one. You even got, listen, I got to say, even colored people in law enforcement, they ain't saying nothing to their Caucasian or whatever counterparts about what's going on in certain situations. Nobody wants to stand up.
Right, and that's even... You know, that's sad. It just doesn't make any sense. That's just like with people that, you know, if they do start that, you know, that's another thing that's the problem, because even when people want to start their own business, you won't have, your own people won't even support you. People don't want to support you. And then, you know, I'm not going to say that they don't want to support you. Some people, you know, they have other things of the reasons why they may not be able to support you, but I'm just saying, but I'm talking about the people that just, you know, be like, oh, well, I'm not, you know, messing with that, or I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that, when that person is talking about trying to do something, and then they're trying to get wealthy, but they can't get wealthy without support.
Exactly. Like, listen, it's called wealth. It takes time to accumulate.
Right.
It takes time to build that. Takes time to plan that out and make that happen. But we're so fascinated with the I want it now.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to wait. I want it now. Quick, get rich. Listen, it don't work like that. Getting rich quick, it don't work like that. Unless you win the lotto or scratch off or something like that, yo, it's not happening.
Yep, son. You even have people that win the lotto and mess up.
Exactly.
Because you see
some
that
of them
girl
do the right thing to make sure the money keep coming in.
Right, that young lady. I don't know if you may have known the story, but that young lady that won all that money, I don't forgot what state it was, but she won all that money, but every time she turned around, she done bailed her boyfriend out of jail like 20 times.
And they both fools.
Yeah, and then after a while, she probably ain't got no money now.
Yeah, I was like, listen, babe, I'm going to be in here for a hot second. Put that money to good use. So that way, when I get out, I can step into something and you still be good. But once again, a lot of us, like you said, we don't help each other. We don't pass along the good advice. We don't, you know, it's too good. We're too busy saying, I want it now. Give me this now. I want to look good now. I want this now. It's all about self-satisfaction. Satisfaction for the moment. Not tomorrow. Not next week. None of that.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
that's what. Unbelievable.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's sometimes it feels like it's hopeless.
Yeah, it does. Because it's just like, what do you do? Like, how do you get one thing? Like, it's like you want to do it, but how do you do it if that's what you want to do? It's like, how? It's like, where do you start? Like, people, you know, I think that's what people want to do. You know, they want to know where do they start or how do you start.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Self-start. You got to start somewhere. Because remember, with Matt, like you were talking about Master P earlier, nobody wanted to deal with Master P until he started pushing his own units. His name got out there, and he was making money. Then all of a sudden, you had companies wanted to give him, I think it was called a P&D, a publishing and distribution deal, where you weren't basically signed to the label. It was your label signed to their distribution. So they were still getting the cut, but you were getting more of a fairer cut than, you know what I'm saying, what the company, you know, would have originally been giving you if you were signed under them. So we got comfortable because once somebody shows you, once they start seeing you on the radar, then the next thing you know, they want to pick you up. Next thing they want to see that you're a self-starter. See, that's the whole thing. You got to be willing to go out there and make the sacrifices. Nobody, listen, ain't nobody going to mess with you unless you're willing to mess with yourself.
That's true. Yep, they should. That's right.
If you ain't out there, if your work ethic is crappy, let's believe, ain't nobody checking for you like that. Oh, you ain't serious about wanting to be somewhere in a couple of years, so I didn't know they even talk to you.
Right.
That's how the people on the higher up on the food chain see it. Their whole attitude is show me something, and then I can show you something.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
But nowadays, you got the cats that think they can just come out the wound,
and then next thing you know, they just flying fancy and they supposed to have everything.
Right. I don't know.
That's what I just find it very, very interesting how we're just still caught up in the loop. All the stories that's been coming out about Black Wall Street, how we had our own this and we own that, and we ain't looking to do it again.
We're not focused. Well, not that we're not focused, but they're not focused on that.
You have a lot of people from other countries that come over here, make money, send it back to the country, and when they're ready to bounce, they bounce, and they got something in their country. They got something to bounce.
They sure do, told you, overseas accounts.
You got people over here working hard,
and they sending money to their country, building schools, building this, building that. Something that's good, something that they can sit back on a long run and be like, yeah, I started this.
Yep.
Over here?
No.
Oh, no, we ain't got none of that going on.
Give me a pound of weed, yo. Or I'm going to go give me a key of this, and I'm going to put this in the streets, and then I'm going to just do it. Come on now, really?
Yep. Because it's going back to once again social media. Like I said, why should I try to invest my money in anything and I see I'm not even going to say like a celebrity or rap, just a regular person, and they got 7,000 million likes on their page and they got 3 million friends. And every other picture you see, they flossing, they got this, they got that, they go on vacation, they driving this car, they got all this money. Okay, I call them the Instagram models. She an Instagram model, she got 7,000 likes and all these, you know, all these friends on, you know, these followers. And every time
you
see, she's
making money. Are you making money off those likes? That's the whole thing. Are you getting a dollar?
They may be. Maybe they getting money off of that stuff. I think I was talking to one of these kids, and they said something about some of these people make money off of Facebook and Instagram. I don't know how, but
that'd be interesting. I would love somebody need to give up that for me.
I think there's an actual like I said, it's a lot of them scammers, like them scammer people, and they'll put under the picture, $500, I could flip it to $5,000, inbox me for information. They have it, I'm telling you, it's all over the internet. Or especially Instagram, all over. And these people are making money off of this stuff.
That's
so why should I save my money? Why should I invest in anything? Why should I even start a business when I could just go on Instagram and get followers, and or go on Instagram and find some person that sit up there and say inbox them, and I give them $500 and they can flip it to $10,000 or $5,000 or whatever.
Well, first of all, I ain't giving nobody. I don't know who you are. I ain't never met you. I ain't giving you no money.
Exactly.
Listen, you couldn't even flip a quarter.
Maybe, this is not a scam. Yes, it is. I ain't giving you nothing.
As soon as they say this is not a scam, it's a scam.
Exactly.
It's a scam. No matter how you fight it. It's interesting.
Why should I do that? When I could just do, you know, go on here and look and see who's selling something or whatever, and, you know, I could get paid that way, or see the latest stripper and see where she work at and go to that stripper. You know, it's just, you know, it's just sad that, you know, it's, you know, those things are not being thought out the right way.
Yeah, that's the whole problem. It's not going to be thought out that way. It's not going to be thought out that way because, once again, it's the mentality. It's the mentality.
Right.
Man. So many people walking around miserable. So many people walking around depressed. So many people walking around with the insecurities and all this and that. Like, yo, I was thinking today, if you believe in a higher power, isn't it comforting to know that there is an entity, a force out there that loves you no matter what you do, knows that you're going to screw up, but yet still is in your corner? Still just loving you no matter what.
That's a great feeling, right? That's a great feeling,
right?
So with that being said, why the hell on God's green earth can we get do that for each other? If we know that this, if we feel, you don't have to know it, but if you feel that there's a greater power out there loving you no matter what, why you can't return the favor? That's the least you can do.
Because we stuck on material things.
Yes.
We stuck on, you know, just, like I said, we stuck on the money, material things, things. That's what it is. We're stuck on things.
Listen, things are always going to be here. But we
people. They don't think, but they don't think the things are going to always be there. They think those things are going to disappear. Like, oh, tomorrow, oh, them pair of sneakers are not going to be there tomorrow. So I got to get them right now. I know I got to pay my rent tomorrow, but you're not going to get these sneakers right now.
Yeah, well, better get a landlord those sneakers. You can cash them in.
Right.
It's sad. It's really sad, but like I said, it's the things that we are so-called human. Like, people want to talk about humanity and talk about this and talk about that, but yet you still want to have hate in your heart. You still want to be racist. You still want to be this. You still want to be that. Like, come on now.
Right.
Don't talk about the Most High, the universe. Don't talk about none of that positive stuff, and because you obviously you don't believe it with the way you treat other people.
Right. That's true.
You can't possibly say that. You know. I mean, really, if they say the Most High gave his only begotten Son to die for all our sins, so if he made that sacrifice, you trying to tell me you can't make a sacrifice back? You can't make a sacrifice
back? They don't know nothing.
No.
You think they know? They don't know nothing about that.
Well,
they don't know nothing about that.
Oh, well, that's
the only time they know about that, the only time they know about things like that is when Ray Ray gets shot.
Exactly. Well, everybody get religious then.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only time they know when one of their people, when one of something go wrong with one of their people, or one of their boys get shot, or the other one, free my boy, so-and-so, free this one or free that one. Oh, praise up, bro. You know, we know you ain't do it. Yes, he did.
Exactly.
So I'm like, you know he ain't. Dude, why the hell he in there for his health?
True.
Like, get out of here.
This is saying, man.
That's when they want to. That's when the prayers come out. That's when they think about God and everything else. When they boys is when they one of their peoples is in trouble.
Exactly. And that's why my whole thing is like when it comes down to the rich versus wealth. Listen, and ain't nothing wrong with being rich. There's a hell of a lot better being wealthy. Wealth is just it's a continuum, it's just a constant version of being rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's just making sure that the riches don't run out. It's assuring, you know, it's guaranteeing something down the line for you, for your kids, maybe for your kids' kids, if your kids don't mess it up.
All right.
But, like I said, we have to start to change how we think about money, how we think about each other. We have to start changing that.
Yep.
Because we're not gonna continue to get far. The corporations are gonna keep playing us. These jobs are gonna keep me 9 to 5. They're gonna keep playing us. Gonna keep using us for what we got. And when it's all said and done, oh, we don't need you no more. Goodbye.
Yep.
Take
and they do it
out
in a minute.
Exactly. And then somebody will tell you, well, it's your fault if you didn't put money in your 401k. Oh, it's your fault if you didn't take out a life insurance. It's your fault. And 9 times out of 10, they're right. Because you didn't plan for it.
Nope. So you didn't plan for it. Yep.
So some people just don't. Some people just don't. But it is what it is, man.
Well, hopefully people will get it together, you know, the next generation. Well, the next generation, I hope they think a little better than, you know, and think for, you know, future than just thinking for right now. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. And with that being said, we got about 5 minutes left. And, yeah, thank you, Hot Rod, for calling in. And,
oh, yeah, he just, he was out.
He hit the call drop. Yeah, call, not call drop.
Oh.
Call drop. So, but, yeah, thanks, Hot Rod, for calling in. We should be launching the plug in the show for tomorrow night. If I think that he's going to have a show. I'm not sure. But either way,
huh?
It's absolutely true.
Oh.
Monday night. Yeah, Monday night at 10:30. No, 10 o'clock, I'm sorry. Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio at 10 o'clock, you know, Dimitri B, John Black, and the Honorable Hot Rod, and also K-Do.
Hot Rod.
So, you know, everybody can do that. And, yeah, Red. Like I said, you know, I'm a little tired, but at the same time, you know, when you're tired, but you got like a whole bunch of stuff on your mind. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm here, but at the same time, I'm not here because it's just like, you know, you think about the state of affairs and everything that's going on around you, and you know, the craziness, and it sometimes it just leaves you like with a big ass question mark on your forehead.
Oh yeah.
What the hell going on?
Like the cartoons.
Yeah, you know, really, like, what's good? What's going, what the hell is going on? But people just don't get it.
Yes, yeah, me neither. Sure, you ain't the only one that don't get it. But you know, like I said, it'll work itself out somehow, and you know. Hopefully, you know, like I said, maybe a next generation. This generation here, I don't think they're going to get it yet. Because they too busy looking at material things right now. Not saying all of them, but, you know, and no matter how much you may teach them or try to teach them how to save or do their own thing, they're disconnected from it. Because they're living for right now. They're looking at right now.
Hmm.
And they're not looking at, you know, the future.
Yeah, well, some of them are so discouraged from thinking about a future because in between the way they're being treated, the way that we've been treated, or just the way things are going in the world, a lot of people
that's
don't
true.
Feel like they have a future.
Right, right. They yeah, a lot of them, yeah, that's true. A lot of them think they don't.
As I said, a lot on the brain, a lot to think about.
Well, don't let it get you down.
All right, Big Red. Time about less than 90.
Yes, well, sir.
1 minute left. Big Red, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir. Yes, Brother B.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Assuming you're listening, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Be safe. And
enjoy, everyone.
Yep.
All right. Over and out.
Holla.
Later. All right, later.
Later.